Various energy centers exist within you. You intuitively know the most about opening and closing your heart. When you feel a tightness in your chest, this happens because you closed your heart. Closing your heart is a habit, and just like any other habit, it can be broken. Nothing is worth closing your heart over. Two kinds of experiences block the heart. You are either trying to push energies away because they bother you, or you're trying to keep energies close because you like them. In both cases, you are not letting them pass through, you're resisting and clinging. The alternative is to actually experience life instead of clinging to it or pushing it away. If you live like that, each moment will change you. If old energies come back up because you were unable to process them before, let go of them now. Of course it hurts when a blocked energy comes up. It was stored with pain. It's going to release with pain. It only hurts for a minute, and then it's over. The moment you see your heart starting to tense and get defensive, just stop. What exactly does it mean to stop? It's something you do inside. It's called letting go. When you let go, you are falling behind the energy that is trying to pull you into it. The moment you feel this pull, relax your shoulders and relax the area around your heart. Because the tendency to get drawn in is a constant, your willingness to let go and fall behind has to be constant. Don't think you will be free if you just didn't have these kinds of feelings. It's not true. There will always be something. When a blockage gets hit, it's a good thing. It's time to open up internally and release the blocked energy. When you fall along the way, just get up and forget it. Let go right then. Don't rationalize, blame, or try to figure it out. Always let go as soon as you're aware that you didn't. Don't waste your time. Use the energy. Your mind is constantly trying to make everything okay. Consciously remember that this is not what you want to do, and then gently disengage. Don't fight it. Don't ever fight your mind. You will never win. It will either beat you now, or you will suppress it, and it'll come back and beat you later. The key is to be quiet. It's not that your mind has to be quiet. You be quiet. You, the one inside watching the neurotic mind. Just relax. Stop putting your whole heart and soul into the mind as if it were your savior and protector. Keep relaxing and releasing. Relax your shoulders, relax your heart, and fall back behind it. When you do close, and you will, your mind will build an entire psychological structure around your closed energy. Your thoughts will try to rationalize why you're right, why the other person's wrong, and what you should do about it. You must learn to transcend the tendency to use your mind's thoughts to avoid the inner pain. Relax your shoulders and relax your heart. Every single time you relax and release, a piece of the pain leaves forever. As you relax into the energy of the pain, you may feel tremendous heat in your heart. Just relax and give it the space it needs to release and burn through you. When you do this routinely, you're going to notice the cleansing of your heart. Relaxing through your personal resistance changes your relationship with everything. It's the work of a lifetime to become more open, more complete, and more whole. The key is just relax and release. Your real work is what is left to do after all else passes through. You'll start to feel an enormous amount of energy awaken inside of you. You will feel much more love than you've ever felt before. You will feel more peace. Just relax and release.